This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. We're still monitoring our shrubs and newly planted trees for bunny and deer damage, but we should also be looking for disease problems that can be pruned out while our shrubs and trees are dormant. With the leaves gone, it's much easier to see where a problem may be occurring. It's also easier on the plants, since the wound is exposed for a shorter amount of time before the new growth starts to seal it. Look for black knot cankers on your plums and cherries. They start out the same color as the stem, then turn black, crack open, and release infectious spores. Prune these branches out below the knots. Burn or bury cankered branches. This will help considerably in disease management. Never compost any diseased plant. Check your viburnum, unimus, and spirea for round, swollen growths. These are called galls and will eventually girdle and kill the stem. Prune these out and destroy them. Also, clean your pruners in between cuts with rubbing alcohol or Lysol. A problem I found on my dogwood a couple of years ago was golden canker. This fungal disease is common on dogwood that have suffered heat and drought stress over the summer. The twigs turn gold and die. Prune out infected stems and again disinfect your pruners after each cut. Pruning during dormancy allows you a chance to shape your shrubs. I'll have pictures and more information on my website, gardenby.com. This is a good time to consider doing some pruning to shape those trees and shrubs. Opening them up to better air circulation is good disease management. It also allows for more sunlight. There may be a tree that's giving more shade than you want. Consider pruning it now as well. Send your questions, suggestions, and comments to me at terry@gardenbite.com and find Garden Bite on Facebook. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.